Good morning, Tucson. We had a little mic problem here. I think this is kind of a something's going to be happening weird already, guys. You know, when the host talks in the microphone and you can't hear us. So we got that all squared away. Maybe there's something really going on that we don't know about. But welcome, guys. We have a really special show for you today. It's all about a nightfall, a reign of a terror. And I have special folks that have really been involved in the marketing and the creative side. And Natalie and Ken, and welcome you. And good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
This is Jump in Tucson. I think I said that again, but the microphone was not working at the time. And we're a show that happens every single weekday at 9 o'clock with a special host that talks about the folks that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. And I certainly have a couple of folks here. Not quite maybe 7 days a week now, since Nightfall started last weekend. It kicked off for a preview weekend. And today you're going to learn all about Nightfall because it goes through October. And we here tell guys that there might be a special guest that's coming on segment two. We'll see if she has figured a way to materialize here at the KVY studio. This show is brought to you by our friends at Visit Tucson. And we're going to talk all about Nightfall, Arizona. So, but before we do that, let's get to know a little bit about Natalie and Ken. So let's start with you, Natalie.
Hello, everybody. So my name is Natalie Eleftheriadis. I'm the marketing manager at Old Tucson. I've been in the role for, goodness, what is it, about 6 months now? And most of that time has been spent building up to Nightfall, which we very delightfully opened last Friday evening to a great crowd. Very exciting opening weekend.
Well, we used to call that the dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And you elected this year to share it with special folks that mm-hmm. promote Tucson. And, of course, you opened it up with a special weekend kind of price, or actually opening day price. So thank you to Tony and your general manager and the owners mm-hmm. over there at Durango, Colorado, for making a preview weekend available. Now, there's no limitations to how many times you can come, correct?
With that fun pass, so just for those who are unaware, our fun pass that we're offering this year is unlimited access and entry to Nightfall and our Christmas event, Yuletide. So for one price, it starts at $69. And yeah, for those diehard fans that just can't get enough of Old Tucson, which there are many, they can come as many times as they want. No blackout dates.
And having worked at Old Tucson, I think I probably were there almost every night when I was working over there, because every night is a different night. Even though the same shows may be there, the shows are all live, mm-hmm. and the actors really make it special every night in interaction. Ken, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, testing. There I am.
All right, good. I have to tell you, clearly,
something is going on here.
And we'll have to talk to our special guest about that.
You don't want to invite the bad spirits, though, because it can get really messy.
I think they're already here, Ken.
Oh, I hope
sneaking
not.
Sneaking suspicions.
Really, but go ahead, Ken.
You know, we have a massive crew working on Nightfall. You mentioned how many live shows we have going on every night. So it's a huge undertaking, as those of you who've been to Nightfall understand. But this year we are really trying to up the game, and we're setting the bar a lot higher. Every year we're trying to improve this event. We're listening to Tucsonans, bringing back the things that they want. People have wanted clowns for a long time. Clowns are back. We have clowns. We have chainsaws. We've got your turkey legs. We've got free parking. It is a dream. It's what Tucson's want out of Nightfall. So
Ken, who the heck are you anyway?
Who the heck am I? good question. I've been with Old Tucson for about the last year. They brought me on before last Nightfall, as their creative director to put up the event. And then I stayed on through Yuletide, through Western Experience, and was recently hired about a month ago after John Mazinski's retirement to take over as entertainment manager. So basically what that means is I write and direct the shows, and I develop with a wonderful creative team surrounding me, the world of each of our story events. So yeah, it's about the most fun job in the world, and I'm really excited to be the one doing it.
Now, when you're not exploring your dark side,
yes,
because you have to really when you start scripting Nightfall. What year? How many years has Nightfall been going on?
This is our 32nd season.
Wow!
So it's been around for 34 years, but with the years that we were shut down due to COVID, this is our 32nd season.
And I have to tell you, I got introduced to Dr. Hyde.
Yes.
Many years ago, say 1997 to 2001, I had to kick him out of my bedroom every night in October. He just couldn't get enough.
That he, pervert.
Quite, yes. Yes, he was. No, not but, you know, there. You know, obviously, Old Tucson is a Western town, and Nightfall, the original, was set in a Western town that went amok. The asylum went crazy. And I noticed that on Facebook, your historian finally reposted the history of Nightfall.
Yeah.
Or was it YouTube? It was one of those. Mm-hmm. But I think you can find it on YouTube as well.
I think it's on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. And it takes you from the beginning of when the folks in the asylum got loose. It tells the story of Dr. Hyde, who is the, was he the asylum leader?
He was. He started, he carried on Gouliard Asylum. His father started it. And when his father went mad and lost his life, Dr. Hyde took up the mantle.
And Dr. Hyde has come back to life at
yes.
least, I don't know how many times, but it really was celebratory, if that is right, what I heard, and to bring him, Dr. Hyde, back. And there is also some other new characters like you talked about. I mean, there's been some sort of a clown. There was a whole clown haunted house that was very, very successful in the sense of frightening
Dabney the clown.
Everyone. But this revelation of Dr. Hyde being married, and there's some crazy things that happened last year, and I think that's where the story is going to pick up. And I think we're going to be hearing from Mrs. Hyde in just a moment.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, not this again.
Oh, boy.
I think she has arrived at the studio. And when we come back from our first segment, I'm not sure I want to be welcoming the Demon Queen to our studios, but we signed the contract, so she's going to be here in just a few minutes after the break. This is Jump in Tucson, and you're listening to Nightfall, Arizona, with special guests Natalie and Ken. Be right back. Well, we're back, and we're, I guess, trying to set the mood, and because we are so fortunate to have Mary Hyde with us today. Mary?
It's my queen.
I do not like the name Mary Hyde. My queen is what I go by.
So, Demon Queen is not appropriate?
The Demon Queen is also appropriate, yes.
Okay. So, there's a rumor I want to clear up before we get into the full segment, my queen. Mm-hmm. And that's been a rumor that I've heard that you were or are you married to Jebediah Hyde?
I am married to Jebediah Hyde. It's a very complicated relationship. The details of it I won't get into, and frankly I don't understand why you would try and upset me as soon as I come on your radio show.
Well, I just want to establish that Jebediah Hyde is more powerful than you.
Oh, boy.
Tom, you're on really thin ice right now. You need to be careful.
That's what Jebediah, we just talked about that. Jebediah Hyde and I have been friends for 20 years.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, Tom. Be gone!
Okay. So Tom's gone somewhere. What have you done with Tom? You know what? I'm not even gonna ask. You do you, my queen.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess
it's your show now.
It's our show now.
It is
your
my show.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
Got it.
Yes. Thank you.
The Demon Queen's show.
Understood.
Now. Right.
Now, let's get down to business.
To business. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your nightfall, the nightfall that exists under your leadership and your vision.
Very good. Yes. Well, nightfall now belongs to me. Under my reign, it has become more formidable. I have lots of demons.
Yes. I understand. You've come back from the grave with the ability to... with many abilities and powers that the denizens of hell have granted you. But most notably, you're able to summon demons from the underworld to join your army. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've opened a portal to the underworld, and I have demons summoned every night for my loyal subjects' viewing pleasure, of course.
Of course. And they come out through our Hell's Gate haunt. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
My queen, at risk of upsetting you, and apologies, but I just feel like viewers and listeners would want to know, where does the resistance stand at the moment in all of this, in this narrative, in this world? Are they still present?
Oh, the resistance has become very few and far between. I'm not worried about them at all, actually. Only Tom Olson, really, is my last person that I plan to wipe out.
That's the mayor, right? Former mayor.
Former mayor,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Correct. Former mayor Tom Olson.
And as I understand, Tom, you suspect, is the leader of the resistance, is that correct?
I do believe, yes.
Right. But we haven't found that out for sure yet.
Oh, I have my inklings. And I do know that there are a few out there that we're still looking to capture.
Sure. So, segueing from Tom Olson, Nightfall now, under your vision, you have a fair amount of allies, is that correct?
That is correct.
Who are some of your most trusted allies at this time?
Well, I've recently appointed Dabney the Clown. He may be familiar to those who frequent Nightfall. He's now the Minister of Entertainment. Quite entertaining. And he actually has his own haunt, Dabney's Funhouse.
Yes.
My favorite, personally. Let's see. We also have Rosa. And I love Reverend Templeton. You'll see a new side of him this year. And Crazy Sam, of course. Crazy Sam, we love him. Although he is a bit of a liability, I have to keep him in check. And Jebediah, my dear husband.
Yes.
Who is now remanded to the mission where he's performing experiments nightly.
As he used to do.
As he used to do. I'm very proud of him for staying, how do you say, in his lane.
Yes. That's important. Jebediah has been attempting to rule Nightfall for the past, a year ago. He was in charge of Nightfall until he brought you back from the underworld.
Correct. Good attempt.
Yes. And speaking of that, so you've come back from the dead. You've returned more powerful. Your years below the ground clearly turned you into something more powerful and formidable than you were before.
Yes.
So you would say, would you say that you're not Mary Hyde any longer?
No. There's something that happens when you spend that amount of time underground that changes a person. I think it's done wonders for me, to be honest.
It's done wonders for your complexion.
Thank you.
Yes. So you've been ruling Nightfall for the past year, is that correct?
That is correct. I've been working on many, many changes that have really improved.
So you're expanding your army, you're looking to push the boundaries and expand the town.
Correct.
Expand your influence. What are you doing anything to mark the anniversary of your return to power?
I'm so glad you asked. We have a wonderful, wonderful event that we end every night with, which involves, let's say, a gladiator-style battle. In order to make an example of my resistance enemies.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
As you should. Every night, Mary gathers her cronies and prisoners of the resistance in a fight to the death. And the winner every night, if a resistance prisoner wins, they're set free. But it's quite a bloody spectacle. And, you know, it makes my stomach turn a little bit. I don't know about you, Natalie.
Yeah, but definitely. Well, especially towards the end, I believe we see a particular power used that is quite horrifying, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
it gets a little scary and very bloody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what the people want, isn't it? You know,
it certainly seems that
we
way.
We give them what they want, yes.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's anything wrong with scary.
Well, no. you would be the judge of that. I don't think I speak for Natalie and myself when I say that we have nothing but good things to say about your reign so far.
Well, I wouldn't dare say otherwise, to be honest.
No, I certainly wouldn't either.
That's why you two are still around. Thank you.
I appreciate the job stability. It's been a pleasure for us to have you back in Nightfall.
Thank you.
My queen, may I ask a question? For the customers that come through, families, adults, all customers, what would you like the takeaway to be? What would you say your mission or your legacy is that you would like them to come away from their evening at Nightfall and feel, that you imparted upon them?
I hope that they feel the wonder of the Demon Queen's reign.
Mm-hmm.
I do find many, many people coming to Nightfall, experiencing a Nightfall they've never experienced before. And to be honest, I believe that they are converted to loyal subjects of mine once they go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's certainly true. And you know, we are titled Reign of Terror this year for a reason, because they walk away with that wonder, and I think you can change that word out with terror, because that's what they want. That's the type of wonder they want when they come to Nightfall.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So I think we'll be seeing our Demon Queen for many years to come. This is the first of many outings, I'm sure.
It will be.
May I ask, we talked about Dabney's Funhouse. I understand, my queen, that you've been involved in creating a number of other haunts as well, all differently titled, differently themed. My queen and Ken, would you like to walk us through a little of what else is on offer?
Yeah, I worked with her very closely on this. The bloodletting.
I hate to interrupt, but I do have to get back to my minions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, of
apologize.
Course,
completely okay. Continue on. I must take my leave.
I'll take it from here. I'll tell them. Yeah, I'll tell them about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Here.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Okay.
We'll see if we can find Tom after this. I don't know what happened to Tom.
I don't know.
We'll be back right after this. Stick around, folks.
Well, we are back, and I'm back.
Welcome back, Tom. We were worried.
Ken and Natalie saw me disappear. It seemed like just a moment or so, but I understand that the Demon Queen fulfilled the entire segment, which is good because we wanted everybody to know more about Nightfall. Not to stay away. Now, you will see the Demon Queen there throughout the night, as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
But, you know, I just want to make sure you all say hello to my friend Jebediah Hyde. And he's in a special show just for
yes.
him.
Hi, we were just getting into this with the Demon Queen before she had to go. So I'll give you a quick rundown of some of the things we have on offer. The Art of Science, you just mentioned, it's Jebediah Hyde's show. This is a show that ran in the 90s in Nightfall. Hyde is a, you know, he's a surgeon by trade, and he likes to perform experiments on some of his prisoners and patients. So this is a comedy stunt dissection show, which I think, you know, the trio of those elements in a show, not something you find many places. So that is a really fun show. Our other stunt show, the Queen mentioned, it's called The Anniversary Games. It's a gladiatorial battle between her prisoners and her cronies.
Action-packed, that one.
Action-packed. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
That's is very that the bloody. One on the North End?
Yes, it is.
So it's a stunt
at
show,
the North
too.
End. It's a stunt show at Legends Arena, or North End Stunt Set. So that one is really fun. We have a musical, an original musical in the Grand Palace, led by Rosa Flora, who is Nightfall's Chancellor of Resurrection. that show is about... Rosa's about to resurrect a long-dead former boyfriend and her new familiar Hattie. Before they resurrect him, they find out they were dating the same person, and they're so mad they could just kill him, but they'll have to bring him back to life first. So that's one of our really fun shows. And then we have a magic show that happens in the Grand Palace that Dabney the Clown tends to, he really wants to be a magician, not just a clown, so he has a tendency to take that one over. We have an interactive trial in the courtroom where our guests get to be the jury. It's the trial of Tom Olson, former Mayor Tom Olson. You're going to get to see our gargoyles several times a night, every night. We have a wonderful opening ceremony.
And our add-on experience also.
Yeah, and we have an add-on experience, which is a seance this year, called The Burning of Emily Bridger, where for a small extra fee, you can be a part of a classic Red Room seance in which we are going to try and contact the spirit of a deceased girl who has left a diary behind with some incriminating evidence as to her passing.
Now, is that in the... What location is that in?
Do you remember McClintock Mercantile?
Yes. Used to be my favorite general store gift shop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, used to be a mercantile. We have actually, last year, transformed it into a small theater. So, that space is totally transformed. Very cool venue. So that show is not to miss.
Very intimate, too.
Yeah.
It's like pretty exclusive.
So this, will this survive beyond Nightfall for Christmas, you think?
Or? Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The seance will probably be around in the future as a premium add-on to our ghost tours.
Right. Absolutely.
But that location itself is definitely
the location
now
will be around.
A favorite.
That's now the theater and the old theater, which is the salute to Bob Shelton,
mm-hmm.
the Arizona, what's that called? The Arizona Theater?
The Arizona Theater.
So that used to be a theater at one time.
Still, the space still is, but that's where we have one of our haunts now,
okay.
which is Dabney's Funhouse, which is a haunt that's filled with clowns. Dabney the Clown is the Minister of Entertainment in Nightfall,
mm-hmm.
and he's been given the Arizona Theater for his fun house. But his idea of fun is a little different than yours and mine.
You know, I have to say I was pleasantly surprised, and of all of the types of advertising you're doing on Nightfall, I mean, it seems like anytime I get online or anytime I get somewhere else, it all of a sudden there's a new terror that creeps up.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a testament to this person right here.
I get to keep my job.
Yes.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, yes, Tony is listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Natalie has a full-time contract forever.
Thank you, sir. we are also listening to Tucsonans. You know, we have a community that... you know, we have a community that consumes digital content. We also have a community that love old-fashioned print. We're on the back of the buses. We're talking about Nightfall everywhere we can, including a lot of community collaborations. We were at the EG's Haunted Drive-Through last night. Shout out to EG's. That was a blast. I think they had their biggest turnout ever.
That's the special new drink?
They're doing their Scary Berry. Yes, they're doing
their Scary Berry. Now, it's hard. EG's, is it a drink? Is it a frozen dessert?
It's whatever you want it to be.
But
until it melts, and then it's a drink.
And it's a new flavor.
But we've been having a lot of fun with that collaboration. You know, a lot of media partners. We've really enjoyed engaging with the Tucson community en masse this year.
You know, let's give away a couple of tickets. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Matt is listening. Matt's behind the curtain. And Matt, we're going to just do something, you know, spur of the moment, as usually happens with me. And we'd like you to do us a favor, and with maybe a couple of folks calling in, and we can't record them, but we can bring them on live. And what I like to do is award the tickets to has the best or the scariest laugh when they're on the phone.
Ooh.
So if you could announce that, Matt, we'll get somebody online. We're going to give away, can you give away two pairs of tickets?
We absolutely can. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets to a night of your choosing for Nightfall.
So we're asking our marketing, and she's going to send the family.
Why not?
Two pairs of tickets. That's four tickets total. One winner, but we're going to hear from two calls, and I'm going to, you tell me when the calls are ready, and we're going to hear their scary laughter, and we'll make the decision.
Okay, 790-2040, 790-2040, 520-790-2040.
Thank you, Matt, and Matt will interrupt us and put you on the air. And we want to hear your scariest laughter. And then I'm going to let the entertainment director here award who's got the best laugh.
All right.
Can you do that?
Do we get to hear yours, Tom?
No. I'm more of a laughter laugh.
More of a snicker.
Yeah, now, I did try to impersonate the queen, and I don't think she appreciated
that
at all.
Yeah, no.
When we were in the green room, I don't think she liked my laugh. So,
yes.
So we'll kind of, since I'm going to see her tomorrow night.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you need to tread carefully. You're on thin ice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know,
I don't know where she's going to send you next time.
There's a couple. She could send me to Hawaii. That's okay.
I don't think that's her speed, is it?
You're dreaming.
Yeah.
You're dreaming.
I would like, New Orleans, okay? Then that'd be all right. She probably has some roots there.
We'll compromise.
With all the above ground cemeteries. That's probably one of her favorite places to go visit. So, you know, we have a show here every Thursday, and I'm going to kind of, while we're waiting for the call, just break in a little bit and let you know who our show's going to be next Thursday, and that's going to be the historic Highway 80 people from Benson and Douglas and Tombstone and Bisbee. They're all going to be, we're going to do our first Zoom interview because there's so many entities, and Matt said we can do that. He's done it in the past. And tomorrow, 9 o'clock, you'll have Dr. Ackerley, and he has his special guest. So we're checking to see with Matt if we have anybody that's called in.
So nobody yet. So if you want to call up and impress Tom and the crew with your best Halloween laugh, 520-790-2040. The best one will get a four-pack of tickets, it sounds like, to Old Tucson Nightfall.
Now, we got a couple of minutes before the break, and hopefully we'll get both of those in before that. If not, Matt will tell you to stay on, and we can always get you back on segment four.
And Tom, I should mention, too, I completely forgot, but it is Thursday. It's the first Thursday of our Doorbuster Thursday pricing.
That's tonight.
Tickets tonight are $29.
Yeah.
$29 plus. So that is, every Thursday till the end of Nightfall.
And how do they get those tickets?
At the door or online. You can always purchase them online or at the door. But Thursdays to the end of Nightfall, special pricing for Thursdays.
Heck of a deal.
Mm-hmm. And you should be there for how long? How long do you think people should plan on being there?
Oh. I mean, I would go twice to really be able to take in everything.
That's why we introduced the Fun Pass.
Yeah, the Fun Pass starts at $69, and it gives you unlimited entry to Yuletide and Nightfall. Yuletide is our Christmas event. You can come as many times as you want, no blackout dates for $69.
And that's with the amount of entertainment on offer, the amount of shows, haunts, scares, eateries, everything, you could spend the entire evening plus more. But I would give yourself, as much time as possible. There is a lot on offer this year.
I would give yourself a night to do the haunts and a night to do the shows.
Well, we're really happy as a former GM and community member, that you're bringing back what we used to call the annual pass at Old Tucson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a lot going on during the year with concerts and Nightfall, and we had a holiday special as well as you have now. And I think probably the average, you know, folk used to come 4 to 5 times, so it's a heck of a value.
Absolutely.
And I'm not asking you to preview it, but I did hear a rumor that somewhere in the Old West experiences might be included in some of this packaging. But we'll wait to Tony to tell us a little bit more about those details.
Yeah.
But you know, because you can't forget about the Old West experiences. Well, we're wrapping up the third break, and I'm glad that I'm back as your host, and we have special guests Natalie and Ken here today, and they're talking about Nightfall, which again goes on every Thursday through Sunday through the month of October 31st. You're not open that day.
No. Historically, Halloween itself was a quieter night for us. People are trick-or-treating there at parties.
Right.
So we listened, and we closed a little earlier on October 27th.
Time for your family to walk around your streets and see all kinds of crazy characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in the neighborhood in Oro Valley, and we are armed with candy and cameras and all kinds of spooky stuff my wife's really into. To Halloween, so we have a great time during that festival of terror, as my wife calls it. So we'll be right back. This is Tucson, and Jump in Tucson, I should say. Next up will be another segment, and we're going to kind of wrap it up, and see you soon.
Once again, if you'd like to get in on a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Old Tucson Studios, give me a call, 520-790-2040-790-2040, and impress Tom and the denizens of Nightfall with your best Halloween laugh. We'll be right back.
Well, we're back, and this is Tom Moulton. I'm your host, and we've been talking with two special guests about Nightfall, the Reign of Terror. And so we're going to give away some tickets,
yeah.
I understand. Okay. So, Matt, if we can talk to the first person, that would be great.
Ramon, you're on.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Ramon.
Okay.
How are you, sir?
Good, good.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. So you've been practicing while you've been on hold, and what we like to do is hear your scariest laugh.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
We're ready.
I just want to wish you happy Halloween.
Ooh.
that's
very,
good.
Very
that's pretty
good.
Scary.
Very maniacal.
All righty. So stay on the line, and we'll have our second contestant. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. This is Scott.
Nice.
Some good ones.
Scott, is that you?
It is.
Can you do that one more time before that we're recording it? All right, Scott. Thank you very much. Stay on the line, and we'll let you know who the winner is. So I do. Do we have, okay, I think we have another caller. Hello, is this, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Demon Queen, you're on.
Demon Queen.
Oh, gosh, again.
I believe people are attempting to imitate my laugh.
Oh, no.
Imitation. No, I could be offended, but I do think those were very good.
They were very
oh,
good.
Yeah.
They were.
But let me show them how it's done.
Okay.
Wow.
Truly terrifying.
Truly.
You know, there's only one person to do it better than you, Queen, and it's Dr. Hyde.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You need to be careful, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, horrifying.
Well, thank you for calling in, Queen. We'll see you tonight.
Send the tickets.
Thank you, Queen Mary.
Thank you, my queen.
Well, guys, who do you think? Was it the first caller or the second caller?
It's very close.
It's close.
What's your vote, Natalie?
I would vote number one. Number two was great. There was a little bit of clown in there, but number one had that maniacal villain. So that's my vote.
I'm going to vote number one as well. What about you, Tom?
Well, if I have a vote to avoid being banished again, it is the Queen Mary.
Fair enough. Boy. However,
we could split the difference and give each of them a pair.
We could do that.
We could do that.
Okay.
They were quite different. Good move.
They took the time to share their laughter with us.
Indeed.
And we really appreciate you calling in. And both of you are going to be winners. Matt, take care of that for us, will you?
Yay. Well done.
All right. Well, listen, this is Jump in Tucson. And we've had a great morning with the Queen. I'll see her actually on Friday. You guys will see her tonight, you know. And listen, one last time, let's mention where you can get tickets.
Absolutely. So if you visit www.oldtucson.com, that will go through all of our different ticket options available, of which there are many this year. You can also, as always, purchase your tickets at the gate as well.
And I'd also like to say, if you haven't been to Nightfall in a while, this is the year to come back. Mm-hmm. Come back to Nightfall. We have four massive haunts, all original walkthroughs, six scare zones. We've got chainsaws in the streets. We've got clowns. We've got turkey legs.
We've got pizza.
Everything. Pizza, yeah. We have a new pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
The things Tucsonans always loved about Nightfall are back.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year to return, so don't miss it, guys.
I encourage you all to put on not a mask, but your scariest face, and because you're going to meet a lot of demons.
Oh yeah!
When you walk through the front gate,
that's right,
of Nightfall, Arizona. I think I'll take Ken's advice and make sure you probably should plan on at least two visits, and we're going to make those pretty affordable for you, especially if you go on Thursday night with a special price. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And again, you don't have to necessarily buy the tickets online. You can just show up.
You can.
And you'll be some space for you to see the show. It's like one of anything else, come early. Now, we do want you to consult the website because there's some things that we don't want you to bring with you, like knives and chains and things like that, even though it's Nightfall.
We implement a pretty standard, industry standard clear bag policy designed to sort of keep everybody safe and also to expedite entry. So that's an important one, folks. All those details can be found under the Frequently Asked Questions section of our website.
I want to thank both of you for joining me and turning the studio into our own special haunt. And thank you for encouraging the Queen Mary to bring me back. This is Jump in Tucson. Dr. Ackerley will be here tomorrow, and then next week we'll have the Highway 80 group. We'll see you all, and thank you for joining us at Jump in Tucson.